Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 15. Acts chapter 6, we'll start in verse 1. This is the holy, inerrant, infallible word of the living God. So give your attention to it. Now at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The statement found approval with the whole congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. And these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them. The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people. But some men from what was called the synagogue of the freedmen, including Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and some from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and argued with Stephen. But they were unable to cope with the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly induced men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." And they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, and they came up to him and dragged him away and brought him before the council. They put forward false witnesses who said, "This man incessantly speaks against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Nazarene, Jesus, will destroy this place and alter the customs which Moses handed down to us." And fixing their gaze on him, all who were sitting in the council saw his face like the face of an angel. And that is the word of the Lord. So chapter 6 begins with a great concern. There's widows within the church who were being overlooked, and there was a lack of charity and giving happening. And so verse 2, the apostles, it says the 12 gathered together and summoned the congregation of believers. They're told first that it's not good for the apostles, that they themselves, the disciples who were the ministers of the word, it was not good for them to neglect the ministry of the word, to serve the widow and to serve those in need. And so you see very clearly there that the ministry of the word is very important for the church, that they were not able, it's not good to neglect the ministry of the word to serve the widow and those in need. And so what we have here is the Lord Jesus' institution of the office of deacon through the apostles. We see that the congregation was to choose their deacons, and they were to be godly men full of the Spirit and wisdom. And so it was the responsibility of the apostles to put them in charge of this task. And so 7 men were chosen to be deacons from the congregation, from among the congregation. The congregation chose them to take care of the widows in need. And then it was the apostles who ordained them in verse 6, the laying on of hands. And this would allow the apostles to continue devoting themselves to prayer and to the ministry of God's word to the church. And from this, God's word keeps going forth, and more were coming to Jesus for salvation by faith. Even some priests were being saved. And then the rest of the chapter, it really particularly focuses on Stephen. Verse 5 tells us that he was a man full of faith and of the Spirit. In verse 8, he says he was full of grace and power, and he too performed signs among the people. And yet for him there was opposition, and he disputes with them in verses 9 and 10. And where Stephen had been given great wisdom because of the Spirit, the men who were in opposition to him were unable to deal with him. We learn it's from the Spirit of Christ that we receive wisdom here, and so we should be like Solomon, asking God for wisdom, to grow in wisdom, every single one of us, to how to live our lives as followers of Jesus Christ. Here, as they could not deal with him, the only thing that they could do, trying to get their way, which is an ungodly thing, was to slander him. They were false witnesses put before the council, and they said that he blasphemed Moses and God. And so they seized him. They brought him, just like they brought Peter and John. They seized them before the Sanhedrin. We see that all they saw when they were accusing him, that he had a face of an angel. That God was with this man. The Lord's glory was being shown through the man, Stephen. Beloved, though in extent we might not experience what Stephen felt as the presence of the Spirit with him, we might not have in extent that much. And yet we too are filled with the Holy Spirit. And we too can show forth the glory of God, this light, this angel, this angelic kind of face, this glory of the Lord which shows forth through what we speak, through the Word of God, and through how we live. Living wise lives and following Jesus Christ. And so we are called here as Stephen to be lights to the world, even as Stephen was here. Let us pray. Our Father, we do thank you for your word. We do thank you that the ministry of the word for many years in this congregation, long before I came, long before many even of this congregation came here, that the Word of God was being proclaimed very boldly and very clearly, and that you have built up your church. We thank you for this particular congregation, that you have given us great wisdom, wisdom from only your Son, from your Word, and that as we have heard it many times, we thank you that there have been many, on many occasions, men, women, children here who have not closed up and hardened their hearts, closed up their ears, but that they have been opened by you, and they have heard, and that many even have believed. And we thank you for those who have. And we thank you for those who have remained faithful. We thank you for the office of deacon, and thank you for Larry and his service to our church. We thank you that you have called him, and that perhaps, if it is your will, that you have called another who will also become a deacon, if that is your will, and if the congregation, as you work through the congregation, so chooses, that he be ordained, or as he is ordained already, that he be installed as a deacon in our church. Father, we pray that you would be with him as he prepares and studies, even as we pray for Mike and as he studies and will be examined by the session to become an elder, we ask that you would give wisdom not only to the session, but to him and the congregation. And Father, that you would raise up future leaders, young men from this congregation to be elders, to be deacons, to be missionaries, to be pastors. That you would continue your church. We ask that the gates of Hades would not overcome her. That you would see fit that your word would continue to go forth from this pulpit, that you would not snuff out our lampstand, but that you would grow us, that we would continue ministering the gospel to many people, even to widows and those in need. And these things we do pray in Jesus' name, that you would be given all glory. Amen.